From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Morning.
A guy in New Jersey, we were talking about stupid criminals earlier on the show.
A guy in New Jersey walked into a bar.
No, he didn't. Okay. He gave his business card to a woman last week in the library.
What?
Yeah, they were.
The library?
Yeah, they were in the library.
That's right, they still have libraries.
He started talking, right? He started talking to her, and then he gave her his business card. And then he exposed his junk to her and took off. Now, she called the cops, but as you can imagine, since she had his business card, they were able to track him down and cuff him and stuff him.
So why would you give someone your business card and then...
You know what? You just can't make this crap up.
Don't you flash first, see how it goes, and then give the card? And does the business card say junk man?
Junk?
Or...
I got it. Yeah.
Flasher? That's pretty dumb.
There's one born every second, as they say.
Wow.
All right, speaking of, it's time for the news.
So curious about the business card.
What's going on?
Hey, talk about your power couples.
Uh-huh.
Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez spent some quality time this weekend with Chip and Joe.
Oh, really?
Yep, Chip and Joanna Gaines in Waco, Texas.
Yeah, she was helping her with a fixer-upper out here in California.
In the boo.
Just
1 month after Joanna visited their new California fixer-upper, this meeting... Because there's design stuff that has to be worked out.
Sure, we've seen the show before,
and
they have to come and they have to be at the Magnolia Silos. They have to sit down with Joanna while she pulls out her laptop and shows these fantastical 3D images of what the design's going to look like. I'm sure that's why they were there. I'm sure
Joe had traveled to the Boo,
right?
And now. She
had to walk.
She can't leave the kiddos too long.
She had to walk the property.
Yes.
You know, that's what they
get
do.
Get a feel for it.
Yeah.
Get the style feel. So now it's their turn to come to Waco.
Interesting. It took a month, you know, because in the show, it looks like it takes like 3 minutes. Snap your fingers and they're having a cookie with Joe.
J-Rod's busy.
Yeah, they are. They are.
They're.
Yeah, they are.
You know.
They're making a movie or something.
J-Lo's got, music to
dance
to.
Well, and it's baseball season, so he's actually...
commentating.
Having to commentate.
Yes.
Go Dodgers.
This basically is an extension of A-Rod's anniversary gift to J-Lo, which started it all started with a FaceTime call with Joanna.
How sweet.
J-Lo said that this was the best anniversary gift
ever. I wonder how
many
times they've been bombarded, people asking Joe to have a FaceTime.
With stars. Yes.
With Joanna for their anniversary. You know, I've... asked him at least 4,000 times. Well, I've asked for Chip. I haven't asked for Joe. But.
Both A-Rod and Chip shared photos of the foursome on their Insta accounts. Well, in true Chip form, he mentions the good-looking people in the photo and points out that he's not one of the hotties. I do love them.
They're good. They're good people. I mean, whatever.
Joanna and Chip.
Yeah, whatever. I think they're
I
good
love
folk.
Them.
I think they're good folk.
God, love them.
They're super rich now. That's for sure.
They are super
from
rich.
From zero to hero, man, in 5 or 6 years, man.
That's
they went
for sure.
From nothing to everything.
Well, the four, they're posing at the Magnolia Silos in downtown Waco, naturally.
Naturally.
I'm sure that, they hopped over there to the
Well,
the
Saturday
bakery.
Was, I'm a follower. Saturday was the marathon. The Silos Marathon, maybe J-Rod were there as a little extra at the end of the run.
Maybe.
Maybe. Who knows?
Special guest athlete.
If they had a TV show anymore, we'd know this crap.
That's
but they
true.
Don't have a TV show anymore. They will, I'm sure.
Well, not just a TV show. They're working on a whole network.
Yeah, I know. I think I read somewhere they're working with folks. And it's going to be more than just home fixing.
Yeah.
It might have some life fixing in it, too.
Some life fixing?
Life fixing. You know what? They might be killing 3 or 4 birds with one stone.
They might be.
They might be. Oh. Picture I saw of J-Lo also was bare midriff.
Well, of course.
She looks pretty hot.
Well, she always looks pretty hot.
And pretty ripped, actually.
She's always pretty ripped.
Yep.
That's her business.
That's her business.
That's how she makes her money.
Yep.
That's her moneymaker.
I don't think that's really the way you're supposed to say that, but okay. That's not what that means.
Well, Mr. Van Camp, this story might be some interest to you.
Oh, really?
In particular.
Well, okay. I'm ready.
Halle Berry.
Mic drop.
Done, done, and done.
Mic drop. We get a Halle Berry story in the Who Cares that we didn't even have to make up?
Yes.
That's awesome. Do you realize this is like a first?
This is my gift to you.
Thank you.
Don't get used to it.
Okay.
Halle Berry is in the new Keanu Reeves action movie, John Wick Chapter 3.
Oh, I'll have to go see that. Just because she's in it. I can't stand Keanu Reeves on screen. I'm sure he's a nice guy and all, but...
He's evidently a super nice guy.
Horrible actor. But I'll go see it for Halle
Berry. I happen
to
like Keanu Reeves.
I'll go see it for Halle Berry.
I'll go see it for Keanu Reeves.
All right, well, okay.
So she said she did a lot of strength training getting ready for the part.
And I know that she's a big trainer because this is all that's on her Insta now is her and her trainer like lifting tractor tires and
now you know why.
Jumping up and down and doing, what do they call them? Burpees, I think. Yeah.
Now you know why. She's getting ready for
She's getting ready.
And I bet you would have loved to have been her personal trainer.
I would. Well.
She also broke three ribs while rehearsing for the role.
She did what?
She broke three ribs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope she's okay.
You lost a chance to be her personal nurse.
I could have been her nurse. I could have been her trainer. I could have been her chef because I cook, you know.
Could have kissed those ribs, made them better.
I get slapped for that. I get slapped for what I think about her anyway, so it's all right.
Oh. Poked me in the eye with a sharp stick. She didn't elaborate on exactly what she was doing at the time that she broke her ribs because she doesn't know.
Oh, wow.
But she says, it's like a badge of honor for me. I don't know how it happened. Really, we don't know.
We don't know. We don't know how it happened.
Don't know.
I'm sure she carried on.
She
soldiered on. That's hard for me to say.
She actually worked for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Then she was basically forced to take some time to recover.
I'm sure she was.
In production, but...
Yeah, but you know what? The movie's coming out, I think,
Halle Berry's
in a couple
a
of weeks.
Girl.
John Wick, Chapter 3. I saw yesterday, when I was at Avengers, I saw the poster for it. We didn't see the trailer, because when you go to a studio screening, they don't show trailers. You walk into the theater, like going into Space Mountain, they line you all up, they put you in seats, you don't even get a choice of seats, and they go, 1 minute, 1 minute till it starts. I had to pee! What am I supposed to do? I held it.
Three hours
I held it. It was like being at Disneyland yesterday morning. It was a block and a half long, the line we were in.
So they need to sit you.
Yeah.
And then say, okay, people, go to the bathroom.
I'm ready to go see it again. In fact, we should take Mrs. Boss. We should take you. We should go to a place where they serve food and cocktails, you know, while you watch the movie. Uh-huh. That's the way to watch a movie. And then for 3 hours, we can do an Avengers drinking game. And then we'll call an Uber to get us home. All right, have a great day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.